It's nice to be with you. I wonder if we could turn then to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1 and verse 1. And we'll just read to verse 10 in chapter 2 as well, see how far we get. Nehemiah chapter 1 and verse 1, the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hachaliah. And it came to pass in the month Chislu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, or Susa, the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity, there in the province, are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burnt with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard those words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. And I said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thou thine ear now be attentive to thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of the servant which I pray before thee now day and night for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor thy statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad amongst the nations. But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, that thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him. And I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before time sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid, and said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. And I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have found favour in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. And the king said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shalt thy journey be, and when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come unto Judah. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates and of the palace which appertain to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. Then I came to the governors beyond the river and gave them the king's letters. Now the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant the Ammonite heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. And we trust God will help us as we consider this passage this evening. I've got a set of tapes in the house, and it's about the life of Winston Churchill, and it's about by a man called Roy Jenkins, and it's about 8 hours long. It's good to listen to the car sometimes, breaks the journey up a wee bit. But Churchill was a tremendous man, and this man looked at the life in detail of Winston Churchill, and at the end he says, being rather sceptical, I suppose, at the start, at the end of the tapes he says he came to the conclusion that Winston Churchill was the greatest leader that Britain has ever had, and I would agree with him wholeheartedly. He was a tremendous man, Winston Churchill. But Nehemiah was also a tremendous man, and I had a similar experience as I read through the book of Nehemiah and looked in detail at the life of this tremendous man of God. And I would think he would be second only in leadership greatness to Moses. Moses, of course, was the greatest leader, I think, that the world has ever seen. But Nehemiah, I would say, would come a close second. You see, he wasn't a detached leader. That was one of the complaints of the soldiers in the First World War, rightly so, that the leaders were quite detached. They were sitting back in French chateaus, enjoying themselves, drinking wine and so on, I suppose. But the poor men were in the trenches, completely detached from the reality of what the soldiers were going through. Well, Nehemiah was not a detached leader. He was wise, he was determined, he was courageous. And most of all, he leads by example right throughout the book. That's what Paul could say to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, be thou an example. And we have to remember, as believers in the Lord Jesus, we are examples to our fellow believers and to our younger believers. We also have to remember that people are looking at our life to see how we behave, and we set them examples. I've got two children, and you know, you set them an example, and you increasingly become aware of how much they follow your lifestyle. So we have to set a good example to those round about. What kind of example are we setting to other people, especially in our local church? Well, Nehemiah set a good example. I suppose one of the biggest news stories of the year was the MP's expense scandals. And I suppose people, in a sense, were quite angry about all these outrageous claims. And it also became quite funny as well. And political satirists had a field day as you looked at some of the claims that the MPs had been making. But, you know, the Bible is so up to date. And there's an MP's or a governor's expense scandal right in the middle of the book of Nehemiah in chapter 5 and verse 15. And we find there in the past that the governors had been milking the people for as much as they could. Nehemiah chapter 5 and verse 15. But the former governors that had been before me were chargeable unto the people, and had taken of them bread and wine besides 40 shekels of silver. Yet even their servants bear rule over the people. But so did not I. So Nehemiah, when he's at Jerusalem, says the former governors, there was a problem regarding money in chapter 5, and Nehemiah says, the former governors have taken as much as they could from you, and their servants as well had milked as much money and so on from the people. But Nehemiah was different. He said, but so did not I. And if you read on in chapter 5, you find it actually cost Nehemiah to be a governor. He fed 150 people